Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Celtics majority ownership group led by Wick Grousebeck is planning to put their stake up for sale. Jay, you got any money to spare? No, this comes following the franchise's 18th championship. The investment group purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Have that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I don't have enough.
And the Suns, just by the way, were sold last year for $4 billion. So a lot of money there.
Let me check my backpack. Hold on a second.
Okay. I'll give you a second.
Wow! We were just talking about this off the air. And if you're unfamiliar with the breaking news, Wick Grousebeck selling the team.
He's ruining everything.
It was it's a wild day out there. Wild in the sports take streets. But I was trying to think of the last time I was this surprised at news. Like, I'm driving in, I'm listening to Gresham Fourier. Already the Bruins had made two signings. Significant ones. We're like, all right, well, we'll obviously talk about that. Mm-hmm. Lindholm and Zadorov, and we'll get to those. Derek White gets an extension. We're like, all right, we'll add that to the list. That's a big story, too. And I hear the breaking news sounder. I'm like, what's left? What could it be? My guess was a Tatum extension, which to me, I really didn't think was all that big a news. We'd hit the breaking news sounder, but like, that's the only thing I could wrap my head around. My only guess. You know the Red Sox aren't going to make a trade, for God's sakes. It's not them. Patriots don't spend any money. Bruins had already spent all their money.
Celtics already re-signed Cornette, so you know, all the big stuff taken care of.
What could it be? It's Wick Grousebeck selling the team, which is just, again, shocking. We were trying to come up with the last time I was this shocked. Mego, you had a good one. What'd you say?
I said, I believe it was when the first part of the Ime Udoka story broke about him being suspended from the team, because it's one of those stories where it comes out of left field. There's no rumors about it that were openly shared. You didn't even know that this is something that was supposed to be in the realm of possibilities right now for
Forget
this ownership
rumors
group.
About it. Forget rumors about it. The owner just came out and said, I want to be paid in parades. Plural. You're going to hear later on in the show, and we'll get to your phone calls. Immediate reaction on this. Phone line's wide open for you, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Wick selling the team. What does it do for the Celtics big picture? What does it do for them in their chances to repeat next year, where they've already laid a lot of foundation for next year's roster, the White signing included? How about their dynasty window? How big is their window? We can get into all of it again at 617-779-7937. You'll hear Wick talking to Dan Roach, talking about, I got to design a ring next, and all these things. So, like, quite the opposite. Forget rumors. The owner's talking about what he's going to spend and how he wants to be paid in parades and how it's going to be going on for a long time. And You know, they had a 6-year window. He said that earlier this season with just this group. It's like the way he had been talking is the complete opposite. So what happened? I mean, legitimately, what's going on? What happened? Here's the statement that the Celtics put out. And this is in the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. So Woj had the initial report, which, again, absolute bombshell of a report. The Celtics majority ownership group, led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for sale. Sources tell Adrian Wojnarowski. The investment group purchased the team in 2002. What did we say that purchase price was? $360
million? Yes.
Okay. Massive development for one of sports' most valuable properties.
It's worth a little more now,
I would say. That's the initial tweet. Mego, you were telling me it's valued at 4.7, something like that?
Yes, I looked this up right before the show. Forbes had it listed as the fourth most valuable NBA franchise. This is before the championship season started, so October 2023. They were valued at $4.7 billion.
Okay, so there you go. Celtics put out this statement. Boston Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group of the Boston Celtics, announced today its intention to sell all the shares of the team, which means... Wick, I would imagine, Pags, everybody, right? Rob Hale, they're all going to sell their ownership shares, I would think. The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. A lot of people assuming, and I think we were looking at this earlier, you got to wonder what's going on with Wick's family, his father. Is 89 years old. The managing board of the ownership group expects to sell a majority interest in 2024 or early 2025, with the balance closing in 2028, and expects Wick to remain as the governor of the team until the second closing in 2028. So, I'm not well-versed in this sort of language, but my guess is Wick sells his stake first. There's a majority owner in. You round up all the cash with minority owners like Wick did, whether you find your new Pags and more investment. And then by 2028, rather, the whole sale is finalized and over and done with. And so 4 years from now, there's going to be a full-on new ownership group. And by 2024, late in 2024 or early 2025, Wick's going to be out after winning a title. What's going on? Like, what's happening?
The biggest question to me is, what is the timeline of putting together this exit strategy? Because as you said, there's been this messaging directly from Wick over the last entire season, even before the season began, about this window for championships and the investments that they're making in the team and being paid in parades. And some of that just ramps up as they're winning and it's exciting. But you go back to things that he said in, I don't know, December, and you think this kind of large scale exit, and as you said, it seems to be tied from the language that the Celtics shared, tied very personally to the families involved in ownership. Like, this isn't something they just cooked up once they won the championship. It's not like, I can't imagine that they sat there ago and said, okay, now's the time to sell. This has to be something that they were putting together as a plan for, I don't even know. I'm not rich enough to know. Like, it's got to be months and months and months, if not, years of putting together an exit strategy. And so it's a little confusing to me that the language has been what it's been about, we're going to be the stewards of this team for the better part of a decade. And now it's, we're going to be in transition here for a little bit, and you're supposed to be winning championships.
I'm looking forward to Hillman being the next owner of the Celtics. I think Hillman, Ernie Bach Jr., and the rest of that group, I think, should make
it.
Okay,
but seriously, who's going to buy them? In all seriousness, is it going to be an out-of-town owner? Like, one of the things we liked about Wick was that he was local.
Right.
That's the thing that people like about Kraft. Are we going to have another Jeremy Jacobs or another John Henry?
You know, a local billionaire that could be interested in this.
Who?
Jim Davis, the owner of New Balance.
Sure.
That's a guy who could, that's the business that he's in. I don't know if he could do it himself.
Okay,
he probably can't. He'd have to get a bunch of investors together.
But so is the point.
There's billionaires around.
Yeah,
down,
no, of course. Look, there's one very unpopular one,
right,
who's an out-of-towner, but here now, who owns the Red Sox. And, I would imagine he's looking. I'd imagine he's in the mix. He wants an NBA team, right? That's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's been written. That's been publicized. And he works with LeBron James, who wants to buy an NBA team and own an NBA team.
He doesn't want an NBA team where the whole starting five is signed a long-term contract, so he probably doesn't want that.
Probably not. But, I don't know. You don't think John Henry's going to kick the tires on this? Of course he is.
I think he certainly will.
And so who buys them? Who can buy them? Is it local? Is it outside? Is it a private investment in firm? Is it overseas money, which we've talked about before?
Like, oh, boy.
Like, you're laughing?
No, I'm laughing because I really think it's all in play and it's going to get crazy.
So, like, and to localize it, not just who owns the team, but what does it mean for the team? Like, we were talking about this team being a dynasty. We're talking about them repeating. What can go wrong? Look at the core. Well, now all of a sudden, you don't even know who's running the team anymore. You don't know who owns the team anymore. You don't know who's going to pay the bills. Wick can't pay the bills, it sounds like. And so, who is going to come in? Are they still on board with this strategy of just blowing the luxury tax out of the water? Whoever buys this team better be. They should be. So, I don't know. There's a lot of questions that come out of it, and we don't really have a ton of answers.
Yeah. The only thing we know for sure is that the one owner that we didn't want to sell their team is selling the team. Like, that's basically all we have to go on right now. And I think that, you know, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. We should have known that as much as we gassed up Wick Grosbeck over these last couple of months and talked about how he's such a great example and how all the other owners should be doing what he's doing, this just seems like one of those, this is why we can't have nice things situations. Like, the one guy that we're looking at, the one guy we all believe in, the one guy who's trying to revolutionize the way these owners look at their teams.
No, it's true.
And all of that is now suddenly faced with the bill and thinking, you know what, I mean, I got
to
get out of this.
I was prepared to come in today and applaud Jeremy Jacobs and go, right, well, look, he might actually be doing what Arcan's been asking the Red Sox to do or the Patriots to do, which is follow the Celtics model, spend some money, bring in some talent. Like, you can't go over the cap in the NHL like you can in the NBA, but you can spend to the cap and you can bring in some impact talent. And I was about to applaud Jeremy Jacobs today before this news with Wick for adopting that Celtics model in some ways. And so, yeah, the most popular owner in town. No questions asked. The most popular owner in town. I think you ask any fan in this city, the best owner in town, the only one we really even like, as Arcan said. And now he's out, and he's selling the team. And it could be gone by late 2024, early 2025. Like, that is wild. And that was not anywhere on the horizon. In fact, Wick Grosbeck was saying the opposite. It feels like just a week plus ago, at the parade.
They haven't even picked up all the confetti yet, and he's selling the team. Like, this is unbelievable. And it sucks, too, because now all John Henry, Robert Kraft, all them can be like, see what happens? You spend all this money, and all of a sudden you can't keep up with it. This is why we're acting the way we are. This is why we're running the teams the way we're doing it, is because if you don't, you end up having to sell because you overextend yourself and you pay too much money. See, we were right all along. And that sucks. I mean, that really sucks to have them sort of feel justified by running their team in a way that is counterintuitive to winning, while Wick's out there spending and the team's winning and having parades and everybody else is going, see, you can't run a business like that.
I'll say this much. For the position that the Celtics are in as a franchise right now, everyone's, you know, huffing and puffing about how they're going to be in the second apron and all of this. You got two Supermax deals that one is going into action, and then they're definitely going to give it to Jason Tatum. And I think it's just kind of pie in the sky thinking that you're going to have some benevolent local guy or group of local people who come in, buy the team, and treat it with the level of respect and, I guess, like a fan that Wick did. I mean, I don't want to, like, pretend like, oh, he's like the greatest owner ever or anything like that, but he's done a pretty good job of maintaining the product even through some of the lower times.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's not also pretend like he's been in the luxury tax every year. This is one thing that, you know, right, like, he barely was in the luxury tax a year ago. He's just about to
but he's made rebuilds tolerable.
He's about to go way into the luxury tax now, and now he's selling the team. So, like, I don't want to give him too much credit, but he's definitely the most popular owner in town. He's the best owner in town, and he made a crap ton of money off this, and he's looking to cash it in. And so when you say let's not be naive about things, this is the one sort of thing that really can change the window for the Celtics. It can close the window for the Celtics or start to close the window for the Celtics. If you're not going to pay for the talent that's on the team, then what good is the talent on the team? Like, if a new owner comes in and says, well, yeah, I like this, but I'm not paying all these taxes. Let's peel off contract X. Let's peel off contract Y. Let's trade away player Z. Well, now all of a sudden, all the talent we're so confident in, the team looks totally different. And so, yeah, that's just a staggering, staggering twist. And I can't help but connect it to the basketball court. Like, they signed Derek White today. They're going to sign Tatum, we think, right? Ryan asked in my ear, is the Tatum extension a foregone conclusion? My answer would be yes. If I'm buying this team,
yes, I feel that way.
I don't want the Celtics without Jason Tatum. So my answer would be yes, but that's just a guess. I don't know that for a fact. So, yeah, I can't help but connect this right back to the basketball court for this year.
The way the day's going, like, you know, it's going to be like, oh, Jason Tatum requests a trade from the Celtics. I'm like, oh, okay, what's that? You know,
that is true.
That's the way the day's going. So anything's possible. But I think that he'll still get his contract. I don't think that this should affect a repeat next year. This is all going to be a transition moment. And I think, if anything, without getting doom and gloom, that makes me nervous because I don't want anything to be in transition for a group that is contending and contending and contending.
Let me give you an example. What if they've fallen off a little bit at the trade deadline next year? They're not going to be bad, but like, let's say they're not the best team in the league. And we look at it and go, oh, the Porzingis injuries really hurt him, and Horford looks his age, and maybe they have another injury somewhere in there, right? Jrue Holiday's not young. And the new owner's coming in and going, ooh, you know that luxury tax bill? Might not be worth it. And so I think it does impact the team next year, like potentially impacts the team next year. If they're rolling along and they're on pace for another 60-win season and outscoring their opponents by double digits, and it looks like you're going to hang another banner, I don't think anybody's coming in to break it up. But if they don't look that way around the trade deadline, I could see them selling off pieces and looking to duck under an apron or two or move a piece off. I could absolutely see that.
So like,
especially if it's getting in the way of a sale. You know, I mean, like they said they want to be out by 2025.
Isn't Ishbia about to do that? Like, isn't Ishbia about to start peeling off pieces and feeding? He just bought the team.
Yeah.
He's about to start peeling pieces off. And so he also...
They also didn't just win the championship.
No,
yeah.
That's true. But, like, new owners come in and do this all the time. Like, I would hate to think you get to, like, a Marlins level where you're winning a World Series and then a year later you're pairing off pieces of the roster. I would hate to think it's that. I don't think it's that. But we don't know who the owner is. We don't know when they're coming in. We don't know what their vision is. And that's a major, major question mark on what we thought was... real solid footing. Like, okay, start counting the titles. Will they repeat? I don't know, but they're going to win more than one. They might win three. They're going to be a dynasty. That was all of our expectation. Mm-hmm. That was the expectation of this show. Not everybody in the city. There are actually a lot of people who said, no, this won't be a dynasty, which surprised me at the time. But
maybe they knew.
Maybe Wick was one of those people.
Maybe Wick was just voting over and over and over again.
If he thought it was going to be a dynasty, wouldn't it be worth more in a few years? Wouldn't it be better to sell in a few more years after you've won two or three more championships?
He might not. That was weird.
I was like, who's Christian?
He might not be in a position where he has much of a choice.
That could be.
If this is tied up in family trust stuff, I have no idea. I don't even know if those documents are something that you can publicly find, like with all of this. But it might be something that has been pre-written. Or, there might be language in there where this is how it works. And now this is like the mechanism. And so we can't say, oh, let's put it off until next season. Let's put it off until 2 years from now when Jason Tatum's contract is at X.
Estate planning. Like, I mean, that's a key word
that's
of that
what
passage.
It says in that.
That's a key word of that whole statement.
If you've ever been in a family that goes through any of that, that is the most tangled up crap in the world. Like, people spend years going through court documents with that.
So... right. Maybe it's not, hey, we want to cash this ticket in because they just won and they're valuable and it's all locked up.
But usually
and you know
they want to keep it in the family, too. I mean, like when it's estate planning and they have a big asset like that, they want to keep it in the family. They don't want to just sell the whole thing. That's not, I don't think, usually how those things go.
That's
the Steinbrenners kept the Yankee.
It's true. But that's why I'm saying I don't think that this is something that could have been cooked up in like the last 6 months. I think this was probably an exit strategy. And this is just total speculation. That it's just an exit strategy that they've been trying to put together with their private wealth managers and whoever else for a long time.
If they were doing it for a long time, we're trying to maximize money, then why would they spend it? Why would they throw out all these contracts? Why would they be doing all that? I guess, but if they want championships, then why are they selling the team? Like, it doesn't, something about it's not lining up for me. Like, something about it just seems, and maybe you're right, maybe it's all just legal documents and things like that, but they weren't treating the team like they were trying to get out. Like this last two years, they weren't running the team like they were trying to, you know, lop off all this extra money and sell for the highest profit. It doesn't seem like that's what they're doing at all.
Okay, so am I misreading the statement? Because Wick Himmelsback had a comment where he said it's only Wick's group that's selling and not the rest of the minority owners. Kyle on Twitter says, at Jones WEEI, it's Wick's little group that's selling. Little group. It's the majority. Not the other minority owners. It's just Wick shares. So I thought in the Celtics statement, that kind of pushed back on what Himmelsbach had, and I thought a subsequent Woj tweet did the same, but perhaps I'm misreading that. Maybe it is just Wick's group. And Wick is staying on as governor until 2028. But I think once you're out, you can be governor. Like, Mark Cuban is running the Mavs. But he's not actually running the Mavs.
No.
Like, I mean, they're letting
he's
him
like
do
their
it.
Mascot.
They're letting him do that in the interim, but at the first time, and who is it? Sheldon Adelson's, isn't it Adelson's money?
I think so.
I think that's who that is. Yeah, thank you. Thumbs up in the back. Like, the first time they disagree with Cuban, guess who wins? Not Mark Cuban.
Right.
And so you can be the governor in name only until 2028. I don't think you're going to be running this team. And so, I find the news to be very out of left field, very shocking. And you can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. The Celtics raise a banner. They get banner 18. They've been talking about it since they won in 2008. They finally get it. They have the parade. Oh, we want to get paid in parades, plural. And now, a couple of weeks later, Wick is selling the team. So how do you feel about it? Who do you want to buy the team? Keep it out of John Henry's hands. I think we all agree with that.
Just try and stop me.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Mego with Arcan here today on WEEI. By the way, our Celtics coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some phone calls here. Barry is in New Bedford. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm not stunned by this. I saw it was coming, the new CBA, how everything is playing out. Even the richest guys in the league are dumping salary. After next year, they just give Derek White his contract extension. They're going to give Tatum his supermax. After next year, 25, 26, the Celtics' salary and tax will exceed over $500 million. That is an NBA record. They don't own the building. They have limited resources. Their local TV deal is, I think, locked into 2031. So they're going to be money-wise limited. So whoever buys Wick's share of this team is going to look to put a record ball to it quick, because you cannot – nobody can sustain that type of tax and salary number long term. So whether it's trading one of the Jays or doing something of that nature, it's coming. And I saw it coming when he started handing all these contracts out. And I knew when the new CBA was going to come out, Jones, you're going to start paying. You want to be good. You want to add all these pieces. You're going to have to pay. And you're seeing it now in the NBA. I mean, Steve Ballmer wouldn't pay Paul George. You wouldn't give them a fourth year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. As Arcan said earlier, they're not winning. So, like, the Warriors paid and kept it together. I know there are more prohibitive taxes now, but...
You think they'd give it all, they'd go back and undo that? Okay, of course they wouldn't.
And here's the thing. You cannot spend into the luxury tax every single year, but you can try to keep key pieces together. There's definitely a way to keep Tatum and Brown. Other pieces is what I think they're going to be peeling off, if I had to guess. Just a complete guess. But, like, if you're going to start moving on from Porzingis and Holiday, they just paid White. You know, that's what I think will happen. I don't think they're going to take an axe to this immediately. I don't think that they're going to be, you know, slashing and burning the Tatum and Jaylen Brown contracts. I don't believe any of that. But, you know, you have to start to wonder. You're Brad Stevens. You're here. You like the role. Well, what happens if you can't do what you want to do anymore? Like I don't know.
Don't
like,
does you put that out?
Okay,
there.
But like, does Brad start getting wandering eyes? Does he start saying, "Oh,
what
like
his wandering eyes look like?"
Ah, gee willikers, Indiana doesn't look so bad. Like, you know, like he starts looking around and going, "Oh, well, I thought we were in it for parades." Like, and so these are just examples of, and it's all guesswork. No one knows anything, but it's all guesswork about what's going on going forward. All I know is that question we had 2 weeks ago that seemed like a foregone conclusion. Will they be a dynasty? Will they repeat? Can they keep this group together? Blown to smithereens. And that would include front office people like Brad Stevens. That would include right down through the roster. And so I think there's a lot that's potentially at stake. 617-779-7937. Your place to jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Your reaction. What do you think it means for the Celtics in the short term? What do you think it means big picture for the Celtics? Does it hurt their chances to repeat? Does it hurt their chances to become a dynasty? Does it hurt their chances to pay Jason Tatum? You can jump in. Also, who do you want to buy this team? It's a dangerous road to go down, but I'll take your suggestions here. We'll get to all your thoughts. And the Bruins, very active today. We'll get to Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He's going to join us for some perspective on what the Bees did today, mixed in with all your Celtics thoughts right after Trending with Arcan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left.
pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
What? I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink.
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Any update on a former hurricane, Elias Lindholm? Is he going to Boston? What are you hearing?
Boston.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's agreed to a deal with the Boston Bruins. Okay. And this was something that was kind of leading in. I think his previous former teammate on the back end, now current again, Nikita Zadorov, will be joining him. But it looks like, and this was something from Lindholm's side, that you know the Bruins almost traded for him during the season before he went to Vancouver. He was high up on their list, and vice versa. He clearly does want to be in Boston. So he locks into a long-term deal. I don't know the specifics just yet, but Lindholm's a Bruin. Looks like Zadorov's joining him, and the Boston Bruins, another team that wanted to check a few boxes again, and they're able to pull this off and get some early work done here as the door has just opened.
Bruins also very active today, which felt like the lead story. Elias Lindholm gets 7 years, $7.75 million AAV. Zadorov signs for 6 years, $5 million AAV. It's a top four defenseman. It's top line center. Bruins have about 11 and change in cap space, but they still got to pay Jeremy Swayman. So I'd imagine most of their free agency is done at this point in time, which I'm happy with, by the way. You can jump in on the Bees signing, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Mego today here on WEEI. Just catching you up to speed again on the news of the day. The Celtics are for sale. Boston Basketball Partners, LLC, the ownership group of the Celtics, announced today its intention to sell all their shares of the team, which is Wick's portion of the team. The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. Okay? Wick is going to stay on through 2028. The sale could go through as early as, late 2024, early 2025. And then we'll see what happens. So I guess it's still in play that a minority owner could take over the team. Like, it's in play that you could sell internally to, you know, Greg's guy, Rob Hale or somebody. Like, it's possible you can do that. And so we'll see where all that goes. One item quick, and I know we have Andrew Raycroft waiting patiently, and we'll get to him in a moment, but I just read this in the last break from Axios, who says that behind the scenes, sources say Wick has been considering a sale for months, but that a final decision didn't come until after the championship run. He's recently been spending time in New York City on projects like his tequila brand and Ryan television program.
Hmm.
That's what Ryan joked about earlier today. He's like, he just wants to get into doing TV.
There was a show about his family, wasn't there?
Yes,
wasn't there?
Like, yes.
Right. Correct. Yeah. So, but Sitcom. It's not that show.
What do you mean?
Is that the show you're talking about?
I don't know.
He's going to get in, because I thought that show got canned. No.
Television program. Okay. You know, that show. Maybe he's got another show in the works. I don't know. Grosbeck, whose father, Irv Grosbeck, also participated in the buy, eventually became the lead owner and team governor. Irv Grosbeck, by the way, founded Continental Cablevision, later Media One, made a lot of money doing that, bought the team with Wick. And so, you know, when you mention estate planning and you have a guy who's 89 years old, maybe we can connect some dots there. So
that show did get canceled, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. So maybe he's working on another show. Uncanceling it, I don't know.
Rick Fox was in it, and he played the GM of the Boston Celtics, a fictional Kevin Kelly.
Okay, so there's,
so how do you cancel that?
There's the news there. Let's get to Razor. Andrew Raycroft of Nesson joining us here on WEEI. Razor, sorry to keep you waiting. Just reacting to the news here. What's going on?
Not much. I'm up celebrating Canada Day here in beautiful Ontario.
Lovely.
And going through the Bruins news. Obviously, hockey's all over right now here. So lots of action and none. But in all of that being said, you don't become owner of pro sports teams by buying low and selling high, or vice versa, I should say.
Yeah, buying high, selling low. Yeah,
doing that. The big boy, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he is letting it rip now.
Okay. Jeremy Jacobs and the Bruins letting it rip in free agency as well. Elias Lindholm, Zadorov also added. How do you feel about the moves?
Pretty expected. I think there was a lot of smoke around Lindholm for the last 3 months. Seemed to be a great fit, top center that was in free agency. I like the number. And then the Bruins probably had to reach a little bit on the term. It seemed, and rightly so, players love term at this time of year when they can get an extra year or two in their careers and on their contracts. They go for that. So I really like the 775 number for Lindholm. I think he fits in well. I assume they've done a bunch of homework on how he fits in the top six and then the center role. And then Zadorov's just exactly what the Bruins need. We hear it every trade deadline: get bigger, get stronger. He's 6'6", 250, left shot on the back end, and he signs for 6 years as well, which is again probably one more year than the typical term or what everyone would love, but that's the price you kind of have to pay at this time of year. And it locks Lindholm, McAvoy, and Zadorov for the next 6 years, so the Bruins are pretty all set on the backside.
Razor, with Lindholm in particular, he had a nice postseason with Vancouver, but his numbers during the regular season split between two different teams were a little lower than they had been, and he's still only 29 years old. Where are you setting his expectations for his production on this team? I know it's very early, but what kind of ballpark range would you put him in?
Well, yeah, he needs to get more points than he did last season. So you can look at last year and say, okay, he was in a spot in Calgary where he knew he wasn't staying. So the first half of the year, didn't get anything, didn't have anyone to play with. Went to Vancouver. It took him a few weeks to get acclimated. He did have a good playoff go. And that's positive in the recent past. Looking at years back when he's actually had real good players to play with, he's produced. And when he was with Tkachuk and Goudreau in Calgary, he moved that line and he had the 42 goals. And so if I'm getting a number, if I get 70 points from him, 75 points from him, on that line with, let's say, Zach and David Pastrnak, and he's moving the puck and he keeps those guys interested and makes them better players, then you're getting your money's worth here in the near term.
In the event that the next shoe to drop here, Razor, is that they sign Jeremy Swayman, that's not going to leave him with a lot of money to maneuver after that. Is this type of big, I don't want to say commitment, but it is for this team, is this type of big commitment of salary what they need in order to go forward? Or do you think they could have maybe gone a little bit more in the depth direction?
No, this is what they needed to do. You needed to go get a legit top six centerman or top two line centerman. And again, Lindholm was the best of those players, and they had to go out and get that player. They have to sign Jeremy Swayman. They'll still have a little bit of money left. There's a few more players, I'm sure, that will trickle through the organization here in the next couple of days, and they'll be able to build from that. But they certainly couldn't go the route of what looked like last season, where you're putting a bunch of pieces together and hoping. You had to go get one of the top free agents, and in the center position, that's what Elias Lindholm was.
Should the Bruins have been in on Stamkos?
I don't think the Bruins were on Stamkos' list. So, sure, you're in on a guy like Steven Stamkos, but Steven Stamkos wasn't coming to Boston.
Other news coming out today, tied to the Bruins, Jake DeBrusk signs a 7-year deal with Vancouver. How would you categorize the long stint that he had here with the Bruins. How do you think, and how do you think we'll look back on it a few years from now?
Well, it's interesting. I think as time goes on, you'll look at the playoff runs that Jake DeBrusk was part of and how he contributed in those, especially beating Toronto in all the rounds that he was a part of. He was a big part of it. I think I don't know if he'll ever lose the inconsistency mark here, or he'll ever lose the Bruce Cassidy relationship that he had, I guess. I don't know if that will go away, but I think in the long term, you know, 3-4 years from now, whenever Jake DeBrusk comes back into town, he's only going to do that once a year for the next 7 years by the looks of it. So we're not going to see a lot of Jake DeBrusk, and I think people will speak fondly of it over the next 4 or 5 years.
When do you think they're going to get Swayman done, and why does it never seem like this happens quickly with him?
Well, I think that's a, I don't, when does it get, it gets done. At this point now, you have to believe they have a pretty good number, in their head on both sides of kind of where they're at. They have to be kind of close number wise. It could drag out another month or two, in just the fact that there's no pressure. I think that Jeremy Swayman is in a position to really, you know, force the hand, and his agent especially. Listen, the agents are the ones that are driving the bus now. Jeremy Swayman did his work in April and May. It's now the agent, and he's going to push real hard here because he can, and he knows it. So I think that's really the reason why it might drag out a little bit, is just because the agents and the lawyers are involved, and they're going to try and get every single dollar. But there's nothing that tells me or makes me think that we're not going to see Jeremy Swayman on October 10th against Montreal.
Okay. He's Andrew Raycroft. Check out his work on Nesson. Razor, we'll talk to you down the line. Thanks so much.
You got it. Happy 4th, everybody.
All right. Andrew Raycroft, happy 4th to you. Happy Canada Day. It's all of our Canadian listeners out there.
Just up there blasting Rush and drinking Molson.
Yeah. And yelling at me about how stupid I am wanting to drink Linus Allmark. Yeah, exactly.
We have a little update from the courthouse.
What
you
is
want it?
It? Yes.
Mistrial. From Sue O'Connell of NBC Boston, NBC 10. She's been tweeting constantly.
So
mistrial.
So more news. Mistrial.
More news.
Mistrial.
The Karen Reed verdict.
Thank you.
Is it a verdict if it's a mistrial?
No, it is not a verdict.
There is no verdict. It is a mistrial.
The Karen Reed trial, it's a mistrial.
One juror is crying.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they've been crying for a week now because they can't figure out how to come to a verdict. I'd make them stay in there and figure it out is what I would do. Make a decision. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. It hasn't been that long. Figure it out. Break the other jurors. Convince them. Like, to me, that's wild that it goes to mistrial. But add that to the list of other stories. You can jump in here on the sale of the Celtics. Whit Grosbeck selling his shares. Let's go to Billy in Wareham. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey guys, I'm terrified of this sell because a businessman comes in and he's not going to want to pay all this luxury tax. So I think we should enjoy what we have now, because in the future we might not get a team like this for a while. That's what I think.
Okay, so I am I'm curious where it goes, and I'm curious where this winds up and who buys the team and what they're interested in doing. You know, if you get a Steve Ballmer type, I don't necessarily agree that they're not going to spend on the team, and so it could wind up being a good thing. If Wick can't afford to be in the luxury tax, or he doesn't want to, and he's interested in his tequila brand or his television show that's been canceled or whatever, then it could be a good thing. But if you get someone like John Henry, who's just into building his portfolio and adding another asset and running it that way, it'll be terrible. And so we're going to find out. But the news today is shocking. And again, if you just tuned in, Wick Grosbeck looking to sell his shares with the Boston Celtics, which means they're for sale. And a sale could happen very soon. Bruins active in free agency. We have a mistrial in the Karen Reed case. What else do we have? A Derek White extension. So throw all that on the heap. We'll get to all of it with your phone calls. 617-779-7937 here on a busy day on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI.
Get in on the discussion.
All topics we've covered here in the first hour and a half plus. Yes.
What is the singles scene like?
Well, women lowering their standards. All these things that we've discussed. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Wick, how much fun was that from start to finish?
Start to finish. Well, it feels like we got more to do. I mean, I got to go design a ring with the guys, and we got to raise a banner in October. There's more to do, but we're going to build the team for next year. We're going to enjoy this for now, though.
And what would you like to say to the fans out there?
Well, I want to say we're fans who bought this team. We're all in this together. Let's go get another one.
Another team? Is that what he meant? What does he mean? What were you talking about? That was Wick at the parade with Dan Roach. Poor Dan Roach.
He's like, Wick, how much fun was that?
Let's go get another owner.
Let's go get another owner. Hey, Wick, you're about to get billions and billions of dollars from this sale. I have a question. I think Dan Roach has a question for you.
Wick, how much fun was that?
A lot of fun. I mean, billions of dollars, that sounds like a fun thing. So if you're just tuning in, the news today, which is broken by Adrian Wojnarowski, is that the Celtics are for sale. Celtics Majority Ownership Group, led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for
sale.
Let's
go get another one.
Sources tell ESPN. The investment group purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Massive development for one of sports' most valuable properties, Wick says. Celtics followed up with a statement, and I've read from it a couple of times. We're going to keep doing it all day long because I'm not sure if everybody's aware of the news. Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group of the Celtics, Wick's portion of the ownership group, so I had that wrong earlier, announced today its intention to sell all shares of the team. The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought, family, by the way, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. Axios added, maybe Wick is interested in growing the tequila brand. Another television show. He's spending time in New York City, apparently.
It feels like we got more to do.
Then you have Irv Grosbeck, who's 89 years old and helped buy the team initially back in 2002 with Wick. And who knows what's going on health-wise there. And so a lot of factors going on.
I relate deeply to this, now that you've put it that way.
What?
There have also been times in my life when I've chosen television and tequila over the Celtics.
It's fair. Is this weekend one of them?
Yeah, San Diego. A lot of tequila.
Makes sense. By the way, Klay Thompson also on the move. This happened in the last 10 minutes or so. He is now a Dallas Maverick. Does that move the needle? Like, a lot of teams are making moves. Paul George is with the Sixers. The Knicks have added Mikal Bridges. You missed that last week, Mego. Mm-hmm. Now the Mavs.
I saw Arkan really liked it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the Mavs have Klay Thompson. Does that move the needle at all? He was part of a multi-team sign and trade, three teams.
No!
3 years, $50 million. I mean, the corpse of Klay Thompson does not change my mind, although I liked what John in the car wrote in the Twitch chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. At least the Lakers didn't get him.
True.
But I'm not fearful of Klay Thompson at this stage of his career at all. I thought he was pretty bad, honestly, in the 2022 finals, never mind the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like the bigger thing might be KCP leaving Denver and that weakening Denver a little bit. I know there's still moves left that they can make, but it's just other than this monumental ownership news, the rest of everything seems to be teams just trying to mix and match pieces to put together anything that can compete with the Celtics. And the only thing that might stop the Celtics from winning a bunch more titles is their ownership group imploding themselves.
Okay, well, the one thing we've been saying now for weeks and weeks and weeks is we're like, at least the Celtics spend. Like, at least they spend on this team. And now Wick's not going to spend on the team, and whoever comes in, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I mean, I have no idea.
There's not going to be much to spend on in the near future. I mean, they can make trades and stuff, but there's a lot of long – you could sell off. That's true.
Right.
But it's tough to spend more than they've spent. Like, whoever comes in
– somebody who drops –
to add more would be hard to do.
Somebody who drops $5 billion, they're going to want their investment back, right?
Totally.
What's the easiest way to do that? Pay a bunch of luxury taxes or start trimming trimming that payroll?
Yeah, so, look, absolutely.
It's possible you're getting a Steve Ballmer type. Where they just, or a Jeff Bezos type, right? They come in, they buy the team, they have deep pockets, and they're willing to spend whatever. Or maybe you get another John Henry type. And I'm talking present day John Henry, not 2004 John Henry. Let's go to Zach in Maine. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Zach, are you parasailing? What is that?
Let him get his takeout.
No, there was construction going on when I was driving.
Okay.
Two quick Bruins points, and then I'll hang up. They also signed Max Jones a couple hours ago. Good bottom six guy, pretty tough, good size. And then I want to make a point on Jeremy Jacobs. Since the salary cap came in 2005-06, he spent to the cap and buried guys in the minors and stuff. So not saying you guys said this, but it's kind of a lazy take to say that he's been a bad owner.
I mean, Zach, he is a bad owner, but he's second in the city. And who knows, with the new owner of the Celtics, whoever that is, he might go to number one by default.
Oh, God.
Because at least he spends to the cap. But no, I said this the other day. That's how bad Henry and Kraft are. That now we're like, Jeremy Jacobs is kind of a good owner. He's not. He's a good owner compared to those two these days.
He's a decent, like in NHL standards, you know, based on how much he spends, he's not a bad owner, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean.
In the 90s, he was a bad owner. He's not like that anymore.
Yeah, I just, again, it's hard. I mean, he still locked the league out like 20 years ago. And so it's hard to just completely erase that. When do they have their second lockout? I had another lockout in 2011. And so, you know, he was central in that. And so I don't want to give him too much credit, but compared to Kraft and Henry these days, no, he looks like a really, really good owner. Let's get to here on a Monday, and it's busy. We've normally already done it by now. Our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. They give a poop about your pipes, I should say. So there you go. That's Drain by James and our league leaders who's circling the drain. Who has the league leader today?
I do.
Mega.
Rafi Devers, 2-run homer yesterday to save the Sox from a sweep at Fenway by the Padres. That's his 18th home run as we sit just over halfway through the season. He got super hot in June. Now he's got a 1.027 OPS on the season. Don't know if he's going to crack All-Star, but he's definitely trending in the right direction.
Okay. Rafi Devers, our league leader, who's circling the drain.
Beautiful. Yes, it is.
Who's circling the drain, Arkan?
Circling the drain is the jury in the Karen Reed trial, and I'm sorry. That was a long time for you to be sitting there and hearing all of the evidence and all the prosecution and defense and everything, and then you can it after 5 days? After 5 days?
This is what I've been saying.
I thought you've been
arguing with me about this. This is what I've been saying now for a while. I'm like, how the heck? It's not like they've been deciding for that long, deliberating for that long.
That's true. And I don't think they have either.
We can't come up with a decision. Well, get back in there and make a decision. Thank you, Mad Dog.
Would have been fine with that, too. And I didn't say that they shouldn't go back in and talk about it and that this is like a short amount of time. You were saying that there's never been a mistrial and there's lots of mistrials. So eventually it could be a mistrial. 5 days doesn't seem like enough time.
No, thank you. No, that's exactly what I've been saying. Like, eventually, I guess we get there, but, like, they decided on OJ. Like, you can decide on this. Like, stop taking yourself so seriously. You can decide on this.
They didn't even make it to, like, July 3rd, you know?
Thank you.
It's like, they're like, no, it's holiday week.
Oh, well, right. That's why. Oh, we actually have stuff to do on the 4th of July, so hung jury, mistrial, sorry, you know?
My wife is going to just freak out if I don't season these burgers.
Like, that's a joke.
I got to get home.
I'm sorry. That's a joke. That's a great circling the drain, by the way. Presented by Drains by James. We do it each and every Monday here on Jones. And Mega with Arkan. Lottie waiting patiently. Wick selling the team. Bruins moves, which I promise we're going to focus on more as we continue to flesh out our thoughts on Wick selling the Celtics. Is their window already starting to close? What do we think of the Derek White deal? How does this impact the Celtics' run at a defense? Never mind. The Sixers bring in Paul George. We just mentioned Klay Thompson on the move. The Knicks have made improvements. What's the likelihood the Celtics repeat with all of this going on? We can get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get in on the discussion. All topics we've covered here in the first hour and a half plus.
Yeah, so what is the single scene like?
Women lowering their standards. All these things that we've discussed. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Wick, how much fun was that from start to finish?
Start to finish. Well, it feels like we got more to do. I mean, I got to go design a ring with the guys. And we got to raise a banner in October. There's more to do. But we're going to build the team for next year. We're going to enjoy this for now, though.
And what would you like to say to the fans out there?
Well, I want to say we're fans of bought this team. We're all in this together. Let's go get another one.
Another team? Is that what he meant? What does he mean? What were you talking about? That was Wick at the parade with Dan Roach. Poor Dan Roach.
He's like, Wick, how much fun was that?
Let's go get another owner.
Let's go get another owner. Hey, Wick, you're about to get billions and billions of dollars from this sale. I have a question. I think Dan Roach has a question for you.
Wick, how much fun was that?
A lot of fun. I mean, billions of dollars, that sounds like a fun thing. So if you're just tuning in, the news today, which is broken by Adrian Wojnarowski, is that the Celtics are for sale. Celtics majority ownership group, led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for sale.
Let's go get another one.
Sources tell ESPN. The investment group purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Massive development for one of sports' most valuable properties, Wick says. Celtics followed up with a statement, and I've read from it a couple of times. We're going to keep doing it all day long. Because I'm not sure if everybody's aware of the news. Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group of the Celtics, Wick's portion of the ownership group, so I had that wrong earlier, announced today its intention to sell all shares of the team. The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought, family, by the way, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. Axios added, maybe Wick is interested in growing the tequila brand, another television show. He's spending time in New York City. Apparently.
It feels like we got more to do.
Then you have Irv Grosbeck, who's 89 years old and helped buy the team initially back in 2002 with Wick. And who knows what's going on health-wise there. And so a lot of factors going on.
I relate deeply to this now that you've put it that way.
What?
There have also been times in my life when I've chosen television and tequila over the Celtics.
It's fair. Is this weekend one of them?
Yeah, San Diego, a lot of tequila.
Makes sense. By the way, Klay Thompson also on the move. This happened in the last 10 minutes or so. He is now a Dallas Maverick. Does that move the needle? Like, a lot of teams are making moves. Paul George is with the Sixers. The Knicks have added Mikal Bridges. You missed that last week, Mego. Mm-hmm. Now the Mavs.
I saw Arkan really liked it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the Mavs have Klay Thompson. Does that move the needle at all? He was part of a multi-team sign and trade, three teams.
No!
3 years, $50 million. I mean, the corpse of Klay Thompson does not change my mind, although I liked what John in the car wrote in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. At least the Lakers didn't get him.
True.
But I'm not fearful of Klay Thompson at this stage of his career at all. I thought he was pretty bad, honestly, in the 2022 finals, never mind the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like the bigger thing might be KCP leaving Denver and that weakening Denver a little bit. I know there's still moves left that they can make, but it's just... Other than this monumental ownership news, the rest of everything seems to be teams just trying to mix and match pieces to put together anything that can compete with the Celtics. And the only thing that might stop the Celtics from winning a bunch more titles is their ownership group imploding themselves.
Okay, well, the one thing we've been saying now for weeks and weeks and weeks is we're like, at least the Celtics spend. Like, at least they spend on this team. And now Wick's not going to spend on the team, and whoever comes in, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I mean, I have no idea.
There's not going to be much to spend on in the near future. I mean, they can make trades and stuff, but there's a lot of long – you could sell off. That's true.
Right.
But it's tough to spend more than they've spent. Like, whoever comes in
– Somebody who drops –
To add more would be Arkan, hard to
somebody
do.
Who drops $5 billion, they're going to want their investment back, right?
Totally.
What's the easiest way to do that? Pay a bunch of luxury taxes or start trimming
shed.
That
yeah.
trimming that payroll?
Yeah,
so, like,
shed,
look,
absolutely.
It's possible you're getting a Steve Ballmer type. Where they just, or a Jeff Bezos type, right? They come in, they buy the team, they have deep pockets,
and they're willing to spend whatever. Or maybe you get another John Henry type. And I'm talking present-day John Henry, not 2004 John Henry. Let's go to Zach in Maine. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Zach, are you parasailing? What is that?
Let him get his take out.
No, there was construction going on when I was driving.
Okay.
Two quick Bruins points, and then I'll hang up. They also signed Max Jones a couple hours ago. Good bottom six guy, pretty tough, good size. And then I want to make a point on Jeremy Jacobs. Since the salary cap came in 05-06, he spent to the cap and buried guys in the minors and stuff. So I'm not saying you guys said this, but it's kind of a lazy take to say that he's been a bad owner.
I mean, Zach, he is a bad owner, but he's second in the city. And who knows, with the new owner of the Celtics, whoever that is, he might go to number one by default.
Oh, God.
Because at least he spends to the cap. But no, I said this the other day. That's how bad Henry and Kraft are. That now we're like, Jeremy Jacobs is kind of a good owner. He's not. He's a good owner compared to those two these days.
He's a decent, like in NHL standards, you know, based on how much he spends, he's not a bad owner, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean.
In the 90s, he was a bad owner. He's not like that anymore.
Yeah, he still locked the league out like 20 years ago. And so it's hard to just completely erase that. When did they have their second lockout? I had another lockout in 2011. And so, you know, he was central in that. And so I don't want to give him too much credit, but compared to Kraft and Henry these days, no, he looks like a really, really good owner. Let's get to here on a Monday, and it's busy. We've normally already done it by now. Our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. They give a poop about your pipes, I should say. So there you go. That's Drain by James and our league leaders who's circling the drain. Who has the league leader today?
I do.
Mega.
Rafi Devers, 2-run homer yesterday to save the Sox from a sweep at Fenway by the Padres. That's his 18th home run as we sit just over halfway through the season. He got super hot in June. Now he's got a 1.027 OPS on the season. Don't know if he's going to crack All-Star, but he's definitely trending in the right direction.
Okay. Rafi Devers, our league leader, who's circling
beautiful.
The drain.
Yes, it is.
Who's
yes,
circling the is. Drain, Arkan?
Circling the drain is the jury in the Karen Reed trial, and I'm sorry. That was a long time for you to be sitting there and hearing all of the evidence and all the prosecution and defense and everything, and then you can it after 5 days? After 5 days?
This is what I've been saying.
I
thought you've been arguing with me about this. This is what I've been saying now for a while. I'm like, how the heck? It's not like they've been deciding for that long, deliberating for that long.
It's true. And I don't think they have either.
Oh, we can't come up with a decision. Well, get back in there and make a decision. Thank you, Mad Dog.
Would have been fine with that, too. And I didn't say that they shouldn't go back in and talk about it and that this is like a short amount of time. You were saying that there's never been a mistrial and there's lots of mistrials. So, but eventually it could be a mistrial. 5 days doesn't seem like enough time.
No, thank you. No, that's exactly what I've been saying. Like, eventually, I guess we get there, but, like, they decided on OJ. Like, you can decide on this. Like, stop taking yourself so seriously. You can decide on this.
They didn't even make it to, like, July 3rd, you know?
Thank you.
It's like, they're like, no, it's holiday week.
Oh, well, right. That's why. Oh, we actually have stuff to do on the 4th of July, so hung jury, mistrial, sorry, you know?
My wife is going to just freak out if I don't season these burgers.
Like, that's a joke.
I got to get home.
I'm sorry, that's a joke. That's a great circling the drain, by the way. Presented by Drains by James. We do it each and every Monday here on Jones. And Mega with Arkan. Lottie waiting patiently. Wick selling the team. Bruins moves, which I promise we're going to focus on more as we continue to flesh out our thoughts on Wick selling the Celtics. Is their window already starting to close? What do we think of the Derek White deal? How does this impact the Celtics run at a defense? Never mind. The Sixers bring in Paul George. We just mentioned Klay Thompson on the move. The Knicks have made improvements. What's the likelihood the Celtics repeat with all of this going on? We can get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts.
It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.